with our hearts open and our minds prepared to receive your emet, your truth, Abba. We enter into the tabernacle with our hearts open to bless and to praise you and to thank you for all things. We do love you tonight in this simple form of worship. As we bow down our knees in the tabernacle to bless and to thank you for all things. As we consider this mighty creation that you have created, we look at the simple things of your magnificent power. We give you praises and thanksgivings for all that you have done. For this is not by some imaginary concept, the evolution of some amoeba, but it's some profound intelligent design that has come from afar, whereby the mind of man cannot perceive or understand the great power of your magnificent ability. But we do know that all things were created by you, Yahweh, for your honor. That everything that has been created and that is created would esteem you and exalt you, and that your name may resonate from everything that has been created. And so we pray in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you create in us a new heart. Renew the right Ruah within us all. That Lev will cry out unto you and bless you. That it will thank you, exalt you, and lift you up above the heights of the Shemayah. So we ask you to create in us a clean heart. And renew the right Ruah within us all. We ask you to strengthen the inward part, and to give us the resolve that we need to walk faithfully, pure and clean before you. Touch everyone tonight. Bless you for your mighty strength. Those that are listening by via of the live stream, bless them. We do want to call out the name of Sister Janice Morrison. Touch her, I pray. Give her strength in her mind, her heart. As we ask you to touch Sister Tuck and the children, her husband, to give her great strength and encouragement and motivation to press on despite the opposition of the enemy. And all the brothers and sisters that may be listening tonight, Brother Mike and Sister Michelle, and also Alexis, their son, Brother Heath and Sister Heath, and whomever is listening your way, bless them, I pray, and cause their ear to hear what Yahweh speaks unto the house of Israel. We do pray for the Shalom, Jerusalem. You said that those that bless Jerusalem shall prosper. You shall bless them. So we bless that city, the city of Yahweh. We bless you for that. Our leaders, those in authority, we pray for them. As we pray even for the situation there in Israel, Mr. Sharon, we do not know what the outcome shall be. But it's one thing that is certain. We understand that death is the imminent. We all must pass the course of death, as HaMashiach paid the price for all of us. That death has no power nor sting over the saints, the Kiddushims of Yahweh. So we pray for that situation. We put all things in your hand. Give us strength tonight, fortitude to bless you, and the strength to press on in the midst of this corrupt, evil world that has no identity of truth and has no desire for truth at all. We bless you for all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We shall shabak you and bless you for all that you are doing. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, and all the saints cried, Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah,
way. Come on, lift your hands and shout, Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah,
way.
Hallelujah,
way. As we do assemble here in this Bayhead, the house of Yahweh, we bless you tonight. We thank you for the strength and the vitality of our members, our bodies. The breath life fills us tonight. When there are so many that do not even have the comfort to sit, to stand, to open their mouths, they're in great agony and great pain. They cannot lift their hands, their voices. There are so many that are paralytic. They are paralyzed from their neck down. They cannot open their mouths. They cannot talk. They can only express an expression with their eyes, with tears. They cannot write. You have to give us functionality in our limbs, in our body. And for that, I will bless you and thank you, Yahweh. There are many tonight that are quite sickly, in such excruciating pains that death is a welcome advent to stop the pains of suffering. Yet you give us all the ability to talk tonight in this house, in a mouth to praise you. There ought to be a willingness and a love to do it, because knowing how you love us, that we are willing to do it. I pray for your house, Pastor Babu. I pray for him in that deep poverty. Yahweh, if you can bless us somehow to bless him with a little funds, I pray that. Elder Martin there in Kenya, brothers in places whereby abject poverty is mine, the stench of poverty, the stench, how it fills the air, whereby a man doesn't even have or cannot buy even toilet tissue to alleviate his waste and to cleanse himself. We take so many things for granted in this nation, so that we are chosen to take advantage of all things, to abuse everything, to misappropriate things for the loss of our own flesh. Yet there is coming an hour whereby we must give an account for all things. And so tonight, as humbly as I know how, I simply say thank you, Yahweh. Help us to be ever more thankful for what you have done. When I see the condition of the world, Yahweh, I thank you for the bread today and the meal, the greens, the simple meal. I thank you. I bless you for all things. I bless the service tonight. Your manservant, touch him mightily, that he may speak what you command him to speak by the understanding and the revealed truth of your word. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And all the saints said, Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say, I bless you. Bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. May be seated. What a wonderful time. What a wonderful hour to be alive in. I believe that HaMashiach, Yahshua, is coming again for the remnant of the house of Israel. Is not coming for a world that despise him, the people that totally reject truth. This is a generation that has no affection for truth, no love for it. This is a generation that has no desire to walk in the counsel of Yahweh. Then whatsoever. This is a befuddled generation. The mindset is twisted. As I was speaking to Brother Dell today, I was reading an article. And it said that You have more people living in the cities that are mentally deranged, depressed, and oppressed, than people live a simple life out in the countryside. And this is what this nation, the greed of it, the lust of it, has done to the mindset of the people. The sister that wrote me and said, "Pastor Roberts, I'm losing my mind in this city. I don't know what to do." It is the power that will oppress the minds of many today because we do not have the mind of Yahshua. And that mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, it did everything that Yahweh commanded and required it to do, not because it was compelled, not because it was coerced. It was because he was willing. Now that is the strength of the people in this hour, to be willing. And when one is willing, it is a heart and a desire to do what Yahweh commands him to do. It is done because there is an affection for Yahweh, not because there is a fear, but because we know he loves us. Because we know what he has done for us, what he commands us to do, we do it with a willing heart. There is a desire there that cannot be expressed. And the only way we can express our faithfulness unto him is to do it willingly, without being coerced, without being prodded along, without being compelled to do it. We do it because we simply understand the nature of his love. We understand what great honor it is to do it willingly, and without some constraint to be forced to do it. We do it because there is a love in our heart for him. And because we love him, we are willing to do what he commands us to do. Without any force, it is the heart of man that demonstrates unto Yahweh. The purpose of Yahweh being in our heart, we do it because we have great concern for him. Now that is what Yahweh wants. When a man begins to do that, when a daughter of Zion began to do it willingly, there is a great reward. We do these things willingly. When we are forced to do it, there is no reward for us at all. But when one has the heart's desire to do it willingly, then there is a great reward. A man should not have to be compelled or forced to love his wife. Neither should a wife have to be compelled or forced to obey and to submit. We ought to do it willingly. It ought to be a great pleasure to our heart and a great fulfillment in the inward part. But this is a generation that doesn't do things willingly. We must be compelled. We must be forced. We must be driven to that place whereby we're willing to do it. Now that is not what Yahweh wants. I want to deal with that tonight. And I do want to express what Scripture says. It is one thing about that desire to do it willingly. It is the character of the mind of Yahshua. We cannot say we have the mind or the character of Yahshua when we are not willing to obey and submit unto the lawful Torah of Yahweh. We must obey him willingly. And it cannot be something done by compulsion. It must be done by the pure desire and the willingness of one's heart. And when one's heart will do that, do what Yahweh commands, you will see that actual demonstration, or you will see the fullness of fruition in that one's life. If you do not willingly take care of those things in your life, then they will continuously to lay there. They become very dormant. So there must be a will, a pressing desire to do those things that Yahweh commands us to do. And when one has a willing heart, it brings about a tremendous transformation. It is a kind of volunteerism. We want to do it because we say to Yahweh, "I'll do it. If no one will do it, I'll do it." Now the mindset of this generation doesn't do that. We are a people that love to avoid that kind of situation.
It is not a willingness. And in our everyday activities, we will know whether we are willing to do a thing. We will know whether our heart is willing or whether it is force, whether it is compelled, whether it is put in a position whereby it must be driven to do it. That is not what Yahweh wants. He wants us to be willing. He wants us to have a willing heart. He wants that heart to be willing. And when one has that willing heart, nothing will impede that heart from doing what Yahweh commands. Nothing at all. And because we are not ready and willing to do it, we find ourselves many times not doing what Yahweh commands us to do. We find such great contention with Him. We find such great contention against the word of Yahweh. Because there is an unwillingness there to do what He commands us to do. You're willing to do because you take great pleasure in satisfying His heart. And if you don't take pleasure in satisfying His heart, there is an unwillingness there. When there is a willingness there, you will take great delight in knowing that these things satisfy the heart of Yahweh. You understand that He is always willing. And if Yahweh is willing, then we must be willing. It is a sure sign and a strength of His people. We must be willing. We must, with all purpose of heart, desire to do it because we say, Yahweh, I will do it. If no one else will do it, I will do it. If they will not do it, I will do. We take that ruah, that spirit of volunteerism, and we volunteer to do it. Now, that is not the mindset of this generation. No one volunteers to do anything. No one is willing to do anything. And He always says, when My people began to do that, you began to see a great strength develop in My people. And because we're not willing, then we do not see the great strength of His character abiding in our bodies. We become willing, we began to see that character and that strength develop in us. It must be a willing heart. Without that, we will never see the great power and the strength of Yahweh. I want to begin in Scripture in Shemoth, in Exodus chapter 35 and verse 20. As Moshe began to speak unto the congregation, the house of Israel, Shemoth, Exodus 35, verse 20. He began to speak unto them the truths of Yahweh, whereby their heart and the levim of man would be compelled or inclined to do it. And when one is inclined to do what Yahweh commands them willingly, you will not oppose it. We will not murmur nor complain. We will do it because we know it satisfies the heart of Yahweh. We find ourselves murmuring or complaining, we are not doing it with a willing heart. It is not a willingness there to do it. We are forced and coerced to do it. And because of that, we will never receive the strength of the nature of that thing because we don't understand the power of the willingness to do it. And this is not a willing generation. It is not one to volunteer for anything at all when it comes to Yahweh. We will not volunteer to fast, to cleanse our hands, to separate ourselves from the world, to separate our thought pattern from the world's thought pattern. We are not willing to do that. To separate our identity from the world, we are not willing to do that. And when one is not willing to do that, you're not going to receive the great reward of Yahweh. Moshe began to speak unto the congregation, and Scripture says in Shemoth 35:20, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moshe, as he began to utter unto them and speak those things that were commanded by Yahweh to speak unto his house, to impart into them the power of the Ruah that had instructed him. And because they were able to receive the power of that Ruah that emanated from Moshe, they were able to receive the mind and the heart to fulfill what Yahweh had commanded them to do. Now that is vitally important. That is why Scripture tells us to know them that labor among you. And so, if we know the one that labor among us, and understanding the Ruah and the Lev of that one, then we receive the truth from that one as coming directly from Yahweh. And a man cannot speak by this unction unless he has the power of Yahweh in him. And he must speak that way. So they departed from the presence of Yahweh. as he gave them instructions from Yahweh. They departed from Moshe's presence. It says in verse 21, and they came, look now, and they came, everyone whose lev stirred him up. When they began to hear those truths, they began to renew their mind, and their pure lev heart were stirred up by the way of remembrance. When we go back and see what Yahweh has done for us and delivered us from the very bondage of darkness, it ought to stir something up in us. It ought to cause something to come alive in us. And so those whose lev was stirred up in them, and everyone whose ruah made willing, and the ruah must be made willing, that they brought Yahweh offerings to work of the tabernacle of the congregation for all his service and for the Kodesh garment. And so those that had a willing heart, their heart was inclined. It was not forced. They volunteered. There was a willingness to do it. They wanted to reciprocate the love of Yahweh to show them, him, what kind of willingness that was in him, them. It is one thing that the ruah is always willing. The old flesh is weak and corrupt. It is the Adamic nature that was damned. And so it's not willing. It is never willing to obey Yahweh. So we need the power of his ruah that will make our heart willing to obey him. We must have that in this hour. A willing heart. We must have a willing mind. We must have a willing desire to obey him. We must possess that. That is the character of HaMashiach. Without that character, we cannot thoroughly and fully obey Yahweh. And we find ourselves spurting along. We find ourselves dysfunctional, whereby we cannot operate in the ruah of Yahweh, whereby the hearing of his word does not stir up in us a mind and a heart to remember what he has done. And when one remembers what Yahweh has done, it calls the heart to submit more willingly as to what he commands us to do. And because the mindset of this generation is steeped in corruption and things that will not produce life, we cannot even remember what he did yesterday. We can't remember what he did this morning as he awakened us and brought us to life, resurrected us out of that comatose state, minds not knowing where we were, not even functioning, and yet he brought us alive. And we don't remember those things. There is not a willingness to give him thanks. We should not have to be coerced or compelled to give him thanks. We should not have to be driven to give him thanks. We should not have to be forced to lift up hands that are truly clean to bless him. It should be willing. It should be a great desire. We should be inclined to do it. We should not have to be reminded of those things constantly to do it. There should be a perfect Torah written in our heart and in the inward part. And we ought to be willing to do what he commands us to do. It should be a great pleasure in doing what Yahweh commands us to do. And yet there's a great dissatisfaction in doing what he commands us to do. And the reason why, because we do not exalt him to the pinnacle of the place whereby he should be exalted. We do not esteem him highly. We do not recognize him for what he has done. When you can look at the simplicity of creation, but yet the magnificent, marvelous work of it, and yet cannot understand the greatness and the awesomeness of Yahweh, something is drastically missing from our minds. Somewhere we have lost insight on truth. And if you know that he is the true and the mighty one, then there ought to be a willingness to do what he commands you to do. The reason there is a willingness is because we truly don't believe him. We believe that he is unfaithful and that he doesn't tell the truth. But he cannot lie. For he says that. And because we do not understand his power or his excellence, we're not willing. We're not willing to do what he tells us. We're not willing to obey him. So we must be constantly reminded. Their minds and their hearts were moved when they heard what Moshe said. And those that the Ruah, the spirit or the power of their life that control them, if you have a spirit in you that controls you, it is either one of darkness or one of life. And so when their Ruah, their spirit was made willing, then their heart was in tune with that. The thing that brings life into them, that is what the Ruah does. That is what the spirit of man does. It produces the strength of life in one. And when one do not have a spirit that produces a life in them, then they have a spirit that brings death. And so once that spirit of willingness was in them, their heart, their life came alive. And they said, it is a great pleasure to do this. They said, we found a great delight in bringing these offerings unto Yahweh, and we do it without someone telling us to do it. We do it because our heart, because our mind desire to do it. Why? Because we know who He is. We see the greatness of His power, and we know who is offering it unto. So we do it with a great sense of delight and a great sense of appreciation that He charged us and gave us the opportunity to do it. You see, that's what the willingness of heart says. I have this opportunity to do it. I will do it. I take great delight in that. Now, we are a people do not take great delight in willingness or volunteering to do something. We don't take great delight to volunteer to pray, to seek His counsel, to understand what His truth says. We don't willingly take time to examine Scripture. We almost have to be put in a position to be embarrassed or confronted before we would do that. So there must be a willingness. It must be a heart inclined with great pleasure to do what Yahweh commands us to do. And if our heart is not inclined to do it, if it's not a great pleasure in it, then we will take no delight in it. And so the things of Yahweh, the truths of Yahweh, will not cause the heart to delight. It will cause us to question Him and oppose what He said. It will cause us to reject what He says. And we find our hearts doing that, because there is no willingness to do it. When with a willing heart they take great delight in doing what Yahweh commands them. That's where we must begin to search our own heart and see if there is a spirit of a Ruah, a willingness in us. That we have a spirit of unwillingness, a spirit of rejection. But we must have that mindset of willingness to obey Yahweh and to do what He commands us. It says in verse 22, and they came, both men and women, as many as were willing left, as many as were of a willing heart. Those that were willing, they came. And they brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewelry of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yahweh. Then that's what they did. They brought the gifts. Well, what things did they possess? You understand the value of these things. What they brought were metaphors or examples of what we as precious gems unto Yahweh. And so our time is most precious. And so those are the things, in essence, the metaphor of what things we offer unto Him. And we ought to be willing to give Him our time. We ought to be willing to give Him our lives. We ought to be willing to give Him our substance. We ought to be willing to have faith, our faith being much more precious than that of gold. And these are symbolism of actual things, character and characteristics in our lives that we ought to possess. And so those that were of a willing life, they brought those gifts. And they brought what was appropriate to offer unto Yahweh. And they brought it willingly. They brought it with a great delight. They brought it with a sense of great honor unto Yahweh. When someone does something willingly, it is an honor. When someone is not willing to do it, it's a dishonor. When a child is willing to obey parents and to do what they tell them, is an honor to the parent. But when they disobey that, it is a dishonor. It is a blot. And so that is what Yahweh is trying to convey unto us. And we do it willingly, it brings a great honor unto Him. It shows that He is noble. It shows that He has a righteous perch of power in our lives. So we do it willingly. We bring great honor unto Him. And if we don't do it willingly, we bring a dissatisfaction to his heart. We bring a dishonor to him. When we are willing to obey a corrupt nature of our natural mind, and yet we are not willing to obey the law that brings life, or the Torah that produces life in us. When we obey Yahweh, when we do it willingly, it produces the strength of life. That's what it does. And if we don't obey him, then we will find death working in our members. And we find death working in our members. Let me show you the sure sign of death working in our members. It is a mind that is constantly separated from Yahweh. It is a mind that doesn't think on Yahweh. When sin is finished, it brings forth what? Death. So when that mind is constantly given over unto carnal things, it is a mind that is working in the cesspool of death. It is not working in the arena of life. So it's constantly working in the cesspool of death. And we find ourselves dying constantly and daily every second. Because he is not the source of our life. HaMashiach said, the words I speak, they're Ruah and they're life. And so when our minds do not speak the words of life unto us, then the words of death are being spoken unto us. And that is why the enemy constantly removes our minds from the strength of life. It can only be found in the word of Yahweh. And so that must be a willingness, he tells us to study. We must be willing to do it. It should not be a great opposition and unwillingness not to do it. We're willing to do things that certainly caters to the flesh, are we not? We will go to almost any length to satisfy and to bring the creature comforts to our flesh. Whatever it takes, we will do that. When it comes to pleasing the heart of Yahweh, we find that irrelevant. We don't find that of great value and importance in this hour. But I'm here to tell you it's of great importance and great value. So those that had a willing love, they brought everything that was valuable that they possessed unto Yahweh. And so we should give Yahweh those things that are valuable. Our time, in a sense that we are willing to do what he commands us. We're willing to be at shalom with our neighbors and our brothers. We're willing to be at peace. We're willing to love them. We're willing to strive for the pure measure of Yahweh in our lives. We must be willing to do that. And if you are unwilling to do it, you will never sense the great strength of Yahweh. You will never do that. You understand this house or this house that they were to build, or Shalaman for Yahweh. It represents the metaphor of the kingdom and his kingdom people. And everything that was put in the house was precious. It did not have to be hewn. It was already hewn when it was put in place. And when Yahweh puts us in a place, when he puts us in our place in the kingdom, we should not have to be constantly reproved and rebuked. We should fit in that place because our hearts are willing to obey. And because we're not willing, it takes a constant chastising and a correction. Because we're not willing. You parents that have raised children, those that are willing to obey and comprehend at an early age, it doesn't take much to correct them. You do not have to use a rod on them that often. But those that are not willing, then you must use the rod quite frequently upon them. And that is why Yahweh must constantly use the rod on this people. Because we are not willing, brothers and sisters. He did not just say the men, but men and women. They all came. And they were willing. Their heart was willing. Their love was willing to do what Yahweh commanded. And so they did not hide that secret thing in their heart or hold back anything to defraud Yahweh. Well, what do you say? Everything we do it as unto Yahweh. If you're washing dishes or you're nailing something, you do it as unto him. And you do it because we know it satisfies him. Now we do it as our flesh commands us or instructs us to do it. So we do things stubbornly. We do it half-heartedly. We do it without a pleasure. We do it without a sense of purpose. And we can't fulfill the purpose of Yahweh in anything we do. It's all about our obedience unto him. And so whatever we do it willingly. Our heart is inclined to do it because we take great pleasure in showing forth the power, the strength, the beauty, and the nobility of our Abba. That's why we do it. Obey them that have the rule. Submit yourselves one unto another. He commands us to do those things, so we do it willingly. And if we are forced to do it, there is no rewards. No whatsoever. That's why he will not compel us. He wants us to do it willingly. He wants that desire, that stirred up mind. As you hear of his great rewards and his great promises to us, it ought to stir us up. As we hear of the many plights that are taking place in the world and death and what things are transpiring, and to see that he has given us a measure of love, unmerited love today, it ought to cause our minds to be stirred. When you see the conditions of people throughout the world, their conditions are very harsh, very debilitating. And it takes someone that is very strong to live in those conditions. And to see what simple life that he's given you, it ought to cause your heart to and your mind to be stirred up. That it creates the life and the power of his Ruah in you that will cause you to do things willing unto him. That house that Bayit, that Solomon built, is the metaphor of these bodies that we're in. And yet HaMashiach, the power of that life has come from Yahweh, that it may dwell in these earthen tabernacles. And can it dwell there with all kinds of schisms and isms and sin? Well, it cannot dwell there. Light and darkness have no fellowship at all. One will overrule the other. You cannot have the both in one place at one time. You cannot have a willingness and an unwillingness there. There's a dichotomy there. There's an opposition there. Each opposes the other. There's no oneness or no unanimity in one. One says no and the other says willingly. And so we must have that kind of mindset. And that is what Yahweh is pressing upon his people. As we see the conditions of the world, as we see what he has done for you to keep your mind from being overtaken and overcharged by that, that you will understand with a willing heart, and you ought to be willing to do what he commands you. It ought to be that nature in his people, not an unwillingness. We are one of the most unwillingest people upon the face of the earth. We may trick ourselves and say we are, but we are not. We're willing people. It says in the 29th verse of that same chapter, I want to move expeditiously. It said, the children of Israel, they brought a willing offering to Yahweh. A willing offering. They did it willingly. You should not have to be compelled to lift your hands. You ought to come into Yahweh's house and be willing. He wants the offering of thanksgiving. That's what Yahweh wants from us. It is not your silver or your gold. Because if you are thankful for what he has done, then the bracelets, the golds, you will offer them willingly unto him. And so they all came unto Yahweh, and they brought a willing offering to Yahweh. Every man and woman, you must understand whose level, whose heart, made them willing to bring something for all manner of the work. So their heart made them willing to do it, their lev. You find your heart make you unwilling, cause you to be very obstinate and stubborn, very adamant. You understand their heart made them willing to do that. It was a willingness in their heart. It was a great pleasure to do it as unto Yahweh. And because of our hardness of heart, we're not willing to do things that Yahweh commands us to do. You're not willing to do what he instructs us to do. We're not willing to take great pleasure in what he say we must endure for a season. So we don't take a great delight in that. We do not take that. Our heart is not motivated. That's the willingness of a heart is motivated to do it. When you find someone willing to do something, they are motivated. They don't need anything to do about the willingness. This generation must have some kind of reward. You see, their heart was willing. There was a great motivation. They brought a willing offering unto Yahweh. They were incited. They were excited to do it. No one had to force them. No one had to tell them. Moshe did not have to command them. The heart was willing. A great compassion to do it. And that is what Yahweh wants us to have. A willing heart. How do we get that? Did they hear Moshe speak the word of Yahweh? Sure. That's how they got that willingness. We hear our mind speak everything that is opposed to your way. And that's why we're not willing to do anything for him. That's why we're not willing to destroy the power of our flesh or our own will. They have to have a renewed heart, a change in the inward part. And if you don't have a change within the inward part of a man, you will never see a change at all. And so that's why you find a generation that is so unwilling. There's no willingness, no pleasure. They take no delight with willingness to obey Yahweh. He wants us to have a great willingness to obey him, to bring honor upon him. When there's a willingness, you bring honor to him. When you're unwilling, you bring dishonor. No parent can tell me. When a child does something unwillingly, it causes them to become very perturbed at that child. Angry, they're ready to recoil. But when they do it willingly, it causes their heart to even want to do greater things for them. Isn't that so? It causes their heart to be merry and to have a great sense of gladness and rejoicing. That's what it does. So it is with Yahweh. We do it willingly. And if we don't do it willingly, his heart doesn't rejoice. And so they all brought that. Everyone whose heart was with it, whose love made them willing. They had a pure purpose in the inward part. The reason we can't do it because our hearts do not make us willing. The reason we are trying to find some escape is because our heart will not make us willing. Now our hearts will make us willing to the lethargicness and the slothfulness of our flesh. Now that's not hard to do, is it? Is it hard to kick your heels up and just take you a nap or get you a nice quickie one, is it? It's not difficult to sit on our doves at all, isn't it? It's not difficult to see a brother or sister doing something. There's no volunteerism. We try to find a way not to do it. It's not difficult to do that, is it? And the reason why? Because we don't have the kind of love for Yahweh and the kind of mind that he intends for us to have. You see, if we loved our neighbors as we loved ourselves, we will volunteer. We'll be willing to do that. But because we don't love anyone, because we don't have the character to love, we don't have the willingness to do it. We don't have the ability to do it. And that's why we can't do it. And one of the factors in our lives that impede us more than anything, we're not willing to hear what we don't have. We're not willing to correct those things in our lives that cause us to miss the mark every time. We must have that willingness of mind, that willingness of heart. When our hearts are made willing, our mind will follow. When there's a pure purpose in our heart to satisfy Yahweh, I don't care what our condition or how we feel, our desire, our purpose will cause us to thrust forward and to do it. And because we don't have that, we cannot do it. And we will not do it. We will find some kind of reason not to do it. But that must begin a willingness first. You find out this time of year, I was listening to a man, he said, I hate this time of the year. He says, I go to the gym all the time, 3-4 times a week. He said, and this time of the year, everyone makes a resolution that they're going to do something. You can tell those that are not people that come to the gym. He said, because the ones that do, they wear the same socks and shoes for 5, 6, 7 years. They look ruddy. These come in there, they're pressed, new outfits, new tennis shoes. And he said, only lasts for the month of January. Why? Because there's no willingness. Their heart has not been made willing. And when a man's heart is made willing, that will sustain him. And if your heart is not made willing, it will not sustain you. It will not. Scripture tells us as much that lies within you for you to be at shalom with everyone. See, if your heart is not made willingness, I do not care what it is, you will not do it. It has nothing to do with someone else. Has nothing to do with what they're doing and how they're treating you. It all has to do with what is willing in my heart. Am I willing to fight? Am I willing to oppose them? Am I willing to do what he always commands me? We are people that are unwilling to do what he tells us. And so they all brought that so that the house for the works or the man of the work, which Yahweh commanded to be made by the hand of Moshe. And he commanded his servant, and he spoke unto his people to identify those that were willing and unwilling. You think that everyone was willing, There were some that were not willing. We see the very same thing carried out, the metaphor of this, when Caiaphas spoke on the day of Pentecost, when they all went and saw what that was actually saying to us, that they gave their heart, their life unto Yahweh. And Ananias and Sapphira, they held back because the heart was not made willing. And when the heart is made willing, it will satisfy Yahweh. It will bless Him. If we find that willingness of heart and mind, that will bless Yahweh more than any goat, blood offering, any kind of silver or gold. You see, He wants the willing heart. And if we have that, then we will lay down our lives for Him. That is the whole key issue. And if you're not a willing heart, you're not going to lay down anything for Him. We may deceive ourselves and make us think that we're doing it, but we're not actually doing what He commands us to do. So it begins with the heart made willing. And you must make the heart willing. And the only way you're going to do that is you must hear what He always speaks to you. You must see what Scripture says. And once you begin to understand that, then the heart will be made willing. He will begin to change that heart. Create in me a new heart. And renew the right ruah in me. Cast me not away from Your presence, Yahweh. So we want the right ruah renewed in us. And when we get that, then we will have that right clean heart that is more willing to obey than to disobey Yahweh. It is important in this hour to have that willingness. It is. And we must have that, brothers and sisters. Look at this quickly in 1 Chronicles. In Dibri Yahimai, 1 Chronicles chapter 28. This is the exhortation of Solomon as David speaks to his Israel. Now, I want you to hear this. Look at what Yahweh says. Now, these are not the words of David, but this is actually from the bosom of Yahweh. It says in 1 Chronicles 28, 8. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Yisrael, the congregation of Yahweh, and in all the ordinance of our mighty sovereign ruler, keep and seek for all the mizvahs of Yahweh, your Abba, that you may possess His good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. Now, what profound instructions. Yes. Now, you must be willing to do this. He says, and you, Solomon, my son, know you Yahweh, the mighty one, the sovereign ruler of your Avat, and serve Him with the perfect love and with the willing mind, with a willing mind, with a mind, a desire that is willing. You do it because you know that Yahweh takes pleasure in that. Now, because you're compelled to do it, He says, serve Him willingly. And when one truly serves Yahweh willingly, they will obey what He commands us to do. When He tells us how we come into His presence, you will do that. You will do that. When He tells you how to live one with the other, you will do that. You must have that willing mind. And this is a generation whereby the mind is not willing. It is a very unwilling mind. It is a mind that is unwilling to cater to Yahweh, but is very willing to do what the flesh commands it to do. It's a generation of tremendous hatred. The generation of falsehood and hypocrisy. The generation that is not sincere. The generation whose mind is not motivated by the truth of Yahweh. And so He said, you must serve Him with the perfect. Your heart must be sincere. It cannot be a heart that is divided, desiring the things of the world and trying to maintain the course with Yahweh. But the heart must be made perfect. It must delight in the Torah of Yahweh. It must delight in the commands and His mitzvahs and His mitzvahs, in His instruction, His counsel. When a heart delights in that, that's a perfect heart. We find ourselves getting perturbed and angry at certain things. And we get angry because you know that Yahweh is dealing with the things that are inappropriate in your life. So that's why we get upset. You understand? That is a sure sign that you're not walking with a perfect love. It's a sure sign. It's a sure sign that your heart is, there's corruption there. It's a sure sign that there's love there, leaven there. So the heart is not corruption. And so we find ourselves, He tells us to love our brothers and sisters. Just plainly love them. And we find ourselves in such opposition, and there's always an anger and a hostility there. It shows you the heart is just far from perfect. It's a ruthless, unclean heart. The heart is not right. It is not right. Because you cannot love Him without loving your neighbors or your brothers and sisters whom you see daily. How are you going to love Yahweh, whom you have never seen? So that's a sure sign that there's an unwillingness there and the heart is not right. Why? Because He tells you to love them. To endure one another. To suffer long. And yet we don't have the ability to do that. Why? Because there's a willingness to please Him. And we get that willingness to please Him. Whatever it takes, I'm willing. Messiah was so willing that He went and was impaled for our sins. He suffered great shame, ostracizing, spat upon, rejection. And the apostles that follow the same thing. We are a generation that is not willing to endure what Yahweh said we must endure. Many other afflictions. We're going to suffer much. We're going to be rejected of all men. You will suffer much for my name's sake. And we're not willing to do that because we take no pleasure, no delight in that. That's the mindset of this generation in this world. It is a very unwilling generation when it comes to Yahweh. It is one that is willing to defy Him and to do its own thing. But when it comes to Yahweh's thing, it's not willing to do it. But we deceive our own minds to say we are willing to do it. And yet there's no fruit of the willingness there. The fruit of the willingness that they brought. They came. They did what Moshe commanded them to do. He instructed, David instructed his son to walk with a perfect heart, first of all. Let's make sure your heart is, there's a willingness there. See, when their heart was willing, because the power of the Ruah of Yahweh in them, it is one thing when His word is spoke, it brings forth a spiritual life. And so when Moshe spoke to them, it brought forth the life of His truth. And so when that spirit, the Ruah, entered into them, the heart was excited about that. And it was made willing to do what Yahweh commanded. Well, it was the hearing of the truth that made the heart willing. It is the hearing of our own mind speaking to us to make us unwilling. It caters to the flesh, doesn't it? That is the truth. It doesn't cater to the things of Yahweh. It doesn't take a great pleasure knowing what Yahweh says. We're going to have to know this kind of truth to be free. We're not free if we don't know this truth. And that's just it. We must be free. He says, serve Yahweh with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh search all the limbs and understand all the thoughts or the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found of you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you off forever. And that stands true today. Cast me not away. That's why David could say that. From thy presence, Yahweh. So He's telling us if we seek Him, He will be found. HaMashiach said that. And He said, if you will not, then I will cast you off forever. Yahweh, can He lie? He cannot lie. And He will not lie. And so in our willingness to seek Him, and as we find the great riches, that's what the bracelets and the gold, they all represented that because they went and one found things in their home that they realized that they had. And they were willing to give it up. So as we find these great riches and these great nuggets of riches, it causes us to dig even more and to become even more willing. To become more willing. When we hear these simple truths, it makes us more willing to obey Him. To set our pleasure upon Him, our desire to please Him. Because we allow this natural mind to speak to us, often we don't. We have no pleasure in seeking Him. None whatsoever. We have no pleasure in serving Him. We have no delight in obeying Him. We take no comfort in loving Him. If you just ask yourself that question, do I really love Yahweh? You'll know if you love Him. Because if you don't keep His truths, you don't love Him. We're just deceivers and liars. I don't care what kind of emotional gyration you go through. I don't care what kind of expression that you express out of your mouth, I love you. That means nothing. We must deal with truth. We must deal with that aspect. And love has a manifestation. And we can see the power of Yahweh's love that even though we are unmerited, even though we have not deserved it, He's breathed in us, hasn't He? He gave us breath this morning.
And knowing that our heart should have been motivated to come into the Beit, to the tabernacle of Yahweh, and bless Him. We don't even do that, do we? Because we're not motivated by Yahweh. There's no willingness to do it. Did you find yourself just simply lifting up your hand? That's what he says. I would that meant everywhere, lift up Kodesh hands. Do you find yourself doing that? Don't even answer it. You don't find yourself doing it. Why? Because there's no willingness to do it. Unless someone tells you to do it, you become disturbed because they tell you. You get upset because you think you got them up too long. Because there's no willingness to do it. And we can deceive ourselves and think very highly of ourselves. And yet we know we're not being honest. It's to your own destruction. That's what happened to Adonai and Sapphira. If that had just been truthful, he said, while it was yours to keep, but now you have lied to the Kodesh Ruach of Yahweh. You could have kept it. And so instead of us being honest, say, I don't do it because I don't feel like it. Well, you do it because you're willing to do it. You just love Him enough and you're willing to do it. It's a very unwilling generation. I want to be willing, Yahweh. I'm willing to suffer whatever it takes. I'm willing to go wherever you tell me to go. I'm willing to die for you. Sure I am. He said, I will cast you off forever. And this is what he tells him in verse 10. He said, take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a Beit for the Kodesh place. He told him to be strong and do it. Now you tell me we cannot be strong in the might and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach and do it. You tell me we can't be willing, just do it. That's all you need to do in being willing. Just do it. Just do it. Just be willing to do it. We want to make this so complex and difficult, but it's not. It is just the corruption of sin in the hearts of the people that make it so difficult. Difficult. When one trusts the Torah, their lives become very difficult and very hard. And when there is no willingness, you can't get nothing done. I don't care what you say you're going to do. That's why people that have New Year's resolutions, they never accomplish anything. Because it begins in the heart. It is not a true thing that they're doing. It is just a mind practice and a tradition that they do. And they continue to do it every year. And nothing is going to happen. I don't care what you do, even in the natural sense, unless you're willing to do it. I don't care what happens. You're not going to do it. I don't care what the challenge is, unless you're willing. You will never do it. I don't care what you say, what you think, unless there's a willingness to do it. You will never get it done. And there must be a willingness to do it. It must be a great pleasure. It must be a great honor to do it. You must volunteer to do it. You don't have to be reminded to do it. No one has to coerce you. No one has to force you or compel you or reward you to do it. You do it because there's a great love to do it. He rewards us every day with breath. Does it mean He has to give us food? He gives us breath. And so when you become willing, you just do it. A very unwilling generation. It is. It is not willing. It has no pleasure in doing what Yahweh says. Look quickly in Yeshaya, Isaiah. Yeshaya chapter 1 verse 16. That this is an exhortation unto the house of Israel for great repentance. That this is what Yahweh is speaking to us tonight. Repentance. Repent of our slothful inactiveness for Him. We're very slothful and very inactive when it comes to Yahweh. Our ears are tuned for trivial trash and folly, isn't it? When it comes to the things of Yahweh, we have a very lethargic spirit. We're not motivated by it. We get very worn out quickly, don't we? It's not a delight to and a willingness to bless Him. And He inhabits the praises of His Kiddushims. And see, those that are Kiddushim saints of Yahweh, they're willing to do it. And because we're not willing to do it. Yeshaya says in chapter 1, verse 16, first of all, he says, wash yourself, cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of your flesh and your ruah, and begin to set yourself apart for Yahweh's service. He said, wash yourself, and he said, make yourself clean. Now, he tells us to do that. Cleanse your filthy hands, you filthy sinners. Cleanse the sin from under your nails and identify your sins. He said, put away the evil of your doings. Now, it's not the evil of your neighbor's doing. He said, your doings. This is personal here. When he delivered you, was he delivering someone in India, or was he delivering you at that time? Personally, he dealt with you, didn't he? So he's dealing with you here, isn't he? So isn't every word personally earmarked for you? Every word is. He says, so you cleanse yourself from your evil doing. Now, it is not someone else's evil doing. It's your own evil doing. From before my eyes, cease to do evil. Now, everything we do, Yahweh sees it. Every lie, every sinful thing, every corrupt thing, he sees it. He says, and you're doing it before my eyes. I want you to stop doing that. He said, first of all, learn. Understand, perceive, be taught, learn to do well. We need to learn how to do well. We don't know how to do well. He said, learn to do well. You don't want nobody to teach you, do you? That's this generation. It is not willing to be taught. You take a child that you parents try to teach your little children how to do something, and they say, I know, Mom, I know. What? They don't know. They don't understand. They're not willing to be. They're not willing to learn. He said, first of all, learn to do well. Now, we must learn to do well. You got to learn how to do well. We have learned quite well to do evil, haven't we? He said, learn to do well. He said, seek misfits, seek judgment. We don't want no judgment at all. We don't want nobody to tell us we're sloth and lazy. We don't want no one to tell us that we're wrong in our acts and our deeds and our activities. We don't seek no judgment. We seek words that will flatter us. And we seek out someone as wicked as us to flatter us and to tell us we're nice and we're doing nice things. But Yahweh tells you to seek judgment. This is the form of a man having a transformation in their lives. These are the precursors of a true repentance. And we don't seek no kind of misfit. We don't want no judgment. We don't want no one to speak to us concerning the evil doings of our own lives. And that's the truth. He said, seek misfit. He said, relieve the oppressed. Those that are going through great oppressing trials, relieve them. Take some of the burden. Take upon some of the labor. Relieve them. He said, defend the fatherless. Those that have no father, you defend them. I will defend the fatherless. He said, plead for the widows. Pray for the widows. Plead for them. This is a generation that dishonor widows. Has no concern about them at all. He said, plead for the widows. He said, now, look, come now. Come on now. And let us talk together. Let us reason, says Yahweh. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, they are so vivid. They shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. He said, if you now, listen, brothers and sisters. He said, if you be willing and obedient. He said, if you just be willing, brothers and sisters, if you be inclined to do it and obey what I tell you, he said, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, I believe that. If one is willing and obedient, they shall eat the good. They shall receive the great blessings and the fullness of Yahweh. He said, but if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But he tells us this. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken that. Now what is he saying? Because you will not do it willingly. He said you're going to be devoured. The sword is going to eat you up. His word is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. Now that is why we get very angry with this word, with the preaching. Because the word begins to devour you. Begins to eat you. Begins to chew you up. And we don't like that. He said, the sword shall devour you. And the wicked is the sword of Yahweh. And your own wickedness is going to consume you away. But if you're willing and just obey. See, if you're willing, you will eat the good of the land. You will eat the tough things. The things that Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. And because we're not willing, we are eating every kind of vile thing of death. We're poison in our minds. We don't know how to love. We don't know how to be at shalom. We don't know how to consider one another. We don't know how to volunteer and do things for Yahweh. Our heart is not willing. We oppose what he said. We oppose one another. I'm speaking the truth. And so we have our bodies because we have not learned to do well. We have learned to do evil. Is he speaking to his people here in Yeshaya? If you are the people of Yahweh, he's speaking to you. He does not change, nor does his message change. He understands what we need, brothers and sisters. And so he speaks the words unto us that are valuable and important for the season that we're in. When you plant a seed, you must water it. You must make sure, because it takes about 10 days to germinate, you must make sure it keeps watering. Well, when the seed began to grow, it doesn't take as much. When it began to mature, it doesn't take as much, doesn't it? Does it? And so he knows what we need. His word is the seed. And that seed needs to germinate in us, and it needs to come to maturity. Whereby you could do these things, you can seek judgment, you can learn to do well and do well, but it must begin with a willing mind and a willing heart. If we're not willing to do, we'll never learn it. You can't plant a seed and expect it to grow. You got to do the things that cause it to germinate and to produce. We've been out pruning the trees, and of course I prune hearts. I cut them back. Brother Allen doesn't want to cut them back like I do. I want to cut them back. Cut the trees back. Why? Because Yahweh must prune us. He is the husbandman. And he prunes us. He is not leaving any of those little flowery, pretty things we think will produce fruit. He's not leaving those little strings and those little vines that look pretty and will produce buds. But that means nothing, because those buds are going to take away from the life of the other ones. So he's cutting it back. He's stripping us. He's letting our nakedness be seen. Showing us. We have seen that in this place. The nakedness of a people that say they love Yahweh. We've seen that nakedness. We've seen what people gravitate to and what they are motivated by. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat plenty. You will eat the good. What is the good of the land? Well, every good and perfect gift comes from a Yahweh, from the Abba above. So because we eat, the world called eating chitlins good, but that's not good. A piece of fried apple pie, that's not good. He is saying the things that I send to you from the Shemayhams, you'll be able to eat them. I have meat to eat that you know not of. It is to come and to do and to finish the works that Yahweh has sent me to do. These are the things that we will eat, brothers and sisters. These are the good things. He know what we have need of. He feed the sparrows. He take care of those things. It is the Gentile nations that seek after that. He wants us to eat the things that come from above. If they can eat those things, they can hear the voice of the mouth of the prophets, the nobbies. And so they constantly fell back into their wretched ways. We do the same thing, don't we? We fall right back into sin. Because there's no willingness. You must be willing. That must be such a great love for him. You will say, I'll do it. If he says, who can I get to go die for me? I will, Yahweh. Who can I get to serve? I will. Who can I get to do? I will. So you just volunteer. That's what that great willingness is. It just... I'll do it. If they don't do it, I'll do it. If nobody's here but you and me, I'll wait until you come. We don't have that mindset. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. So we refuse to do what he said, and we rebel, we're going to be devoured. We're going to be consumed. And that is the truth. Scripture says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, you know, Messiah told his apostles, he said, watch and pray. Now that was a command, just simply watch and pray. Why? That you will not enter into temptation. Why? Because the Ruah is always willing and the flesh is weak. Now that was a simple command, wasn't it? Do we truly watch? Do we truly pray? And that's why we fall into so many temptations. Temptations of lust, our flesh, our corruption. And he told us to watch and pray. Watch and pray. We don't watch and we certainly don't pray. We will watch others, but we don't observe ourselves. Learn to do good, to do well. And we haven't learned that. We've learned to do real evil. In sin my mother conceived me, and in iniquity was I shapen, as David said. And Shaul says this. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by emunah, faith, and not by sight. Shaul said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body to be present with Yahweh. Now, how many folks are really willing to do that? How many take pleasure in that? We get a little pain. We get fearful, don't we? We're afraid of that. We're afraid of death. He said, we're willing to be absent from this body and to be present with Yahweh. See, there's a great confidence in him. We walk by emunah, we walk by faith and not by sight. We get a little pain in our arm, we get fearful. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Because there's sin there. That's why there's a sting there. That's why there's a fearfulness there. And Shaul said, we're willing. Now, we get quiet because we're not willing to carry this thing all the way to the end. We are willing to be absent from the flesh and be present with Yahweh. The reason we're not willing is because we don't believe that we're going to be in his presence. And we don't believe that because we have no love or no insight as to whom he is. We hear, but we don't hear. We have ears to hear, but we don't hear. And Shaul said, I speak to you of a great strength of encouragement. I'm willing right now to be absent or to leave this body to die because I know I'm going to be present with Yahweh. I'm willing. I am more willing to do that. Are we willing to destroy the power of this flesh? I mean, to absolutely bring it under subjection unto the Torah of Yahweh. We rise up constantly against his truth. Our ways, our will, our purpose. We never see the power of his strength in our lives. His word changes. It changes one. When one truly gets truth, and it changes one. We're a new creature in Yeshua. All things have passed away. And look, all things, everything has become renewed. Our mind, our heart, our desire, our purpose is to have the willingness to obey Yahweh. So this doesn't change from the old covenant to the renewed covenant. The renewed covenant gives us life. That's why we that reject this renewed power of life, we're going to be in great judgment of Yahweh. And many are going to be damned to reject this great power of life. For HaMashiach ought to bring the strength of this word of Yahweh alive, that it can literally be alive in us. When he said, the words I speak, they are ruach, they are life. His words bring life. So we must be willing. Who's willing? No one is willing today. We're trying to preserve the things that are going to be dissolved. Your life is going to be dissolved. You're going to die. You're not going to live. Period. You're not going to live forever. I don't care how young you are or how old you are. It all comes to its apex. And that's it. Period. Whether we will buy that or not. And so Shaul realizing that, he said, look, I'm willing to be absent from this body. That's a willingness. That's such a great love for Yahweh. My heart responds and it demonstrates the willingness, the purpose of my life, that I'm willing to leave this, to be present with him, because I know there's a great reward. I got that kind of confidence and trust in him. Do you ask yourself that question? Do I really have that kind of confidence in him? That kind of trust? That I'm willing to do what he commands me? My heart is made ready. The purpose of my heart is willing. We need to answer that clearly. Because if we don't, I'm telling us, woe unto us all. He said to Solomon, you must have a willing heart. Perfect heart and willingness. He said, but if you refuse now and rebel, he's going to reject you. Forever. And this is the generation that he has rejected. This is the people. We see it in our sons, our young ones, the daughters. They're just rejected. Nothing you're going to do to save them. I don't care what you try. You're not. You're always going to save his remnant. I've been doing study on that. Just a small fraction of a fraction. Few that be definite. Is that what we think it is? Very few. So I'm more willing rather to be absent from this body and to be present with Yahweh. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to be absent from this body so that I may be present with him. And when one has that volunteerism and that willingness, I will show you what Yahweh will do. Look at this in 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verse 10. Look at this. Shaul says, 8 and 10, and with this background, I give my advice. Shaul said, I have a background. Now, I know it doesn't read that way in the KJV or what you have. He said, well, what I have gone through with what I know, I can speak to you. That's what he's saying. That's all that is. this colloquia, the grammar in the KJV is not the best, all right? He said, I can give you advice. For this is for your advantage. He said, now what I'm telling you is for your advantage. Who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago, to now do. Now therefore, perform the mitzvot, or do what Yahweh tells you to do. That as there was a readiness of mind, so there may be a performance. If you have a readiness of mind, if there's a willingness of your mind, then there ought to be a performance with it. When someone is willing, there ought to be a performance. That is what he is actually saying. And if one is not willing, you will not see a performance. You will know when someone is willing, you will see the performance. He said there should be a performance also out of that which you have. If there's a readiness, even though you don't know how to, because there's a readiness of mind, you will have a performance. There's a readiness to will or to do it. If you got the mind to do it, the heart to do it, you will see a performance. If your mind is not willing to do it, you will not see a performance. When someone have a willingness or readiness of mind to do a thing, you will see a performance in that person. When they don't have it, you will see no performance. They will put it off and off and off. I said, I'll start this week, then they start next week. Something came up, then they start 10 weeks. Then they never do it. It is a tremendous procrastination. That's all they do constantly, over and over. He says in verse 12, now this is what I want to get to. For if there be first a willing mind, now that's where it begins. The heart, the mind, a willing mind. It is accepted according to that a man has. What? He has willingness. And if you have the willingness, and not according to as he has not. If you've got the willingness, it's the strength of your ability to perform. If you've got the willingness, it's the strength of your ability to perform. And if you don't have the willingness there, you cannot perform. I don't care if you cannot do it. It must be first the measure of a mind made ready and a willingness you can perform. He always says, it is not as to what he has. And what he can do, but if there's a readiness of mind and a willingness there, you will see the performance. And if our minds were ready, willing, we would see the performance among ourselves. And it begins at the house. What house? The bayits. The readiness and the willingness of your own mind. You understand? You will see a performance. And because you're not willing, you see no performance.